Indonesia's President Joko Widodo has rejected the clemency plea of the Australian drug smuggler Andrew Chan. The Bali Nine member faces the death penalty. His co-conspirator, Myuran Sukumaran, had his plea rejected earlier this month. Australia's Prime Minister Tony Abbott has written to the Indonesian President asking him to show mercy. On Sunday, six prisoners, including five foreigners, were executed. Our Indonesia correspondent George Roberts joins me now from Jakarta. Well, what do we know at this point?
Well, Brendan, we know that the letter rejecting Andrew Chan's clemency bid arrived at Denpasar District Court at about 1:20 local time this afternoon, so about 5:20 Sydney time, and that effectively is a rejection from the President, although signed off by a different department of the government, and that is supposedly the last avenue of appeal. However, his lawyers at the last minute are hoping to try to get a judicial review of the entire process, but in order to do that, they need to come up with new evidence or new supporting information. But at this point, his clemency bid has been rejected, and that potentially paves the way for him and Myuran Sukumaran to be executed potentially within weeks.
How might that be carried out?
So the process, as we've known from previous experience, is that they would get about 3 days' notice of when their execution has been scheduled. They would then be taken to a location which is not yet known. It was thought that they would be taken to Indonesia's equivalent of Alcatraz, an island high-security prison called Nusa Kambangan off the south coast of Java. But it's unclear whether they'll be taken there. But the process is that they are taken normally in the middle of the night, sometime after midnight. They are tied to a pole, made to dress in simple white clothing. They're offered a mask or a shield to put over their face, but they can refuse that if they like. They're given about 3 minutes with a religious cleric of their choice for some counselling, and then a firing squad of 12 police and mobile brigade who are selected are given a number of rounds, a group of blanks and also live shots, so that the police who are carrying out the firing squad or carrying out the execution don't know who fired the killing shot. And then the 12 men on command are told to shoot the inmate who has where their heart is marked by a doctor, and then they're told to shoot. If there's sign of life after that, then if a doctor finds sign of life after that, then the commanding officer finishes off, pardon the fairly gruesome term, the inmate with a shot to the temple.
And has there been any reaction from Andrew Chan's family or legal team?
We haven't had a chance to speak to them after finding out this news, but earlier on today, Todung Mulya Lubis, who's an Indonesian human rights lawyer who is acting on behalf of both Myuran Sukumaran and Andrew Chan, was at the prison in Kerobokan and is trying to file effectively a last-ditch attempt to get that judicial review that I mentioned earlier. So they're still holding out hope that they might be able to hold off this process. And the spokesman for the Attorney General, a guy called Tony Spontano, said earlier this week that there was a possibility that they could have a judicial review, and there's also other possibilities or technical aspects to scheduling the execution, etc., that can delay this for quite some time. So the time period is unknown, whether they'll get that judicial review is unknown, but we know that the President is determined to send a hard message against drug smugglers. He signed off on a number of executions last month, and those were carried out, or six of those were carried out just over 2 weeks into the new year. So they're pretty keen to act swiftly with this, and by the looks of things, that the government wouldn't like to see a judicial review. They would probably like to see things done pretty swiftly.
Indonesia correspondent George Roberts reporting from Jakarta.